Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. You have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. Terry Pratchett, the famous humorist and novelist, wrote, "It is said that your life flashes before your eyes just before you die." That's true, he says. It's called life. Life here on earth is indeed brief. But Peter encourages us to look beyond, to see that God's intention for us is to enjoy eternal life. When we hear that expression, we're inclined to think about the future. But the New Testament writers are absolutely clear that it starts right now. The moment you give your life to Christ, you are born again. A new life begins, and because that life comes from God, it can never come to an end. Jesus made this very clear when he told his disciples, "I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, for they have already passed from death into life." That's from John chapter 5, verse 24. The blessing of recognizing that eternal life begins now is that it gives a new dimension and sense of wonder to our daily life. Each day is not just one more day to be crossed off our allocation of days, but one that has eternal significance. When we meet with other people, we have the opportunity to reflect something of God's eternal love for them by showing them consideration and care, and respecting them as someone else made in God's image, no matter what our differences are. When we worship God, we're participating in an activity which will be constantly growing in significance and wonder for us. Today is something to be cherished and enjoyed because it has meaning and purpose far beyond the period of 24 hours. God has called us to live our lives in the light of eternity. This should certainly not mean that we become so heavenly minded that we're of no earthly use. The inspiration of eternity should cause us to celebrate the gift of each day and to see the full value of every moment that God gives us here on earth. So let me ask you a question. How does living in the light of eternity affect your life today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the precious gift of today. Help us to use it to your glory. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. With Stewardship, proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.